Blog Talk Radio.
What's up, world, and welcome to Realty Universal Radio, the fastest hour in radio, no doubt about it. I'm Randy Zachary, and this is a show about real estate, about God, about life, about giving back, about being the change in the world that you'd like to see. I'm privileged to bring to you Natalie Mullinex and Realty Universal, a company dedicated to excellence. Realty Universal is a revolution founded on a very simple principle. We believe sellers and buyers should have choices. We have been a pioneer in the menu program system. More on that, of course, a little later. Natalie Mullinex, president and founder of Realty Universal, averaged over $80 million a year in sales prior to stepping back to focus more on building Realty Universal membership network. She's an accomplished speaker, writer, consultant, trainer, and, oh, by the way, mother. She travels worldwide, literally, spreading the gospel, if you will, of Realty Universal. And now, Natalie Mullinex.
Hey, everybody. It's so great to be here. I'm so looking forward to the show today, and I'm actually in sunny Hawaii, and definitely looking forward to our exciting show today. The first part of our show, we are going to be discussing mold, mildew, things that you may not even be able to see, and our guest that will be on in just a moment is Lori Miller. She's the owner of Amazing Maids, Lori's Amazing Maids, in Florida. She's been in the industry over 30 years. She definitely knows her stuff, and we're going to get into a lot of detail here today. And on our second half, as we always talk about real estate, the first half, the second half, which we talk about motivational things, God, life, is going to be dedicated to health. And not just health in the way of eating and exercising, but we're going to talk about that some too. But mainly we're going to talk about meditating and the benefits that you get, specifically your brain, when you meditate. It's just amazing. If you've never done it, you want to tune in, listen in. If you want to call in during the show, the number is 347-945-5428, 347-945-5428. And for those of you listening later, too, if you want to make comments, have comments, since we have a lot of archive listeners, you can always go to realityuniversal.com and send us your comments, quotes, things you want to pass on, because we will bring it up on other shows as well, and we'll also respond to you via email. And you can also email radio@realityuniversal.com. So we're going to see how many people know about mold, mildew, what the differences are. And our guest is coming on. Welcome, Lori.
Hi.
How are you today?
Good. How about yourself?
Wonderful. And you are over in sunny Florida, right?
Yes.
Wow. Beautiful. How's your weather over there?
Beautiful. Absolutely gorgeous.
Oh, that's wonderful. And so we're both in sunny places, and since it's August, I think a lot of places are going to be warm, hopefully. And,
yes.
Yeah, I'm really looking forward to the show today, and I'm looking forward to your tips, too, on cleaning and what to do and what not to do. Since, 30 years is a long time. You must have seen quite a lot already.
Yeah, and I really enjoy what I do. So it's a learning process. You got to just keep doing it, and you learn more and more every day.
It's wonderful, and it's something everybody needs. Everybody needs somebody really good to help them out with that. And there's so many things I found with real estate all these years. You know, we all have homes and environments, and we live on the earth, so we're going to have bugs come in and think, you know, certain environments are going to affect the way we live. Mold is a major issue. Mold and mildew, it's potentially harmful. The harmful effects are really, really dangerous. We're going to talk about that a little bit today. And one specific type of mold that we're going to talk about also is called Stachybotrys chartarum. That is actually the proper name, and I'm probably not spelling it, pronouncing it perfectly, the proper name for black mold. It actually produces myotoxins. Even a very small amount of black mold in your house is super dangerous. It's hazardous to your house. Oh, my gosh. And it needs to be removed right away. So, Lori, have you seen situations where you've actually encountered mold that is either obvious or even situations, could you tell us a little bit about that's not obvious, where somebody doesn't know where to look or doesn't even notice they have the problem in their home?
Well, that's funny you ask. I had went and gave a did a job for a hoarder, and I didn't realize it was a hoarder. But when I got in, it was empty, but I could smell the moisture. And what I was smelling was the mold. And so right away, I looked around, and I let them know that up in the vent, as you see that black all around that vent, that was mold. And I literally had to wear rags around my face to do the job. So it made them aware of it as the husband got up with bleach and washed all around that vent and cleaned it all off. But, you know, if you smell that...
They didn't even know. They didn't even know it?
Yeah, they didn't even know. Oh, my gosh, I had kids in there and... You know, you just got to,
really?
If you smell that moisture,
When you say they were a hoarder, you mean like hoarders that like you hear about and see and where they've just collect and you can barely walk through their house?
Yes, because I didn't give an estimate. I didn't go there physically to give the estimate, so I did it over the phone. So when I got there, I was shocked and, you know, hesitant, but she had told me how the stuff was piled up to here and here, and you just saw all the trash we've been taking out for a week. And so then I understood that they weren't aware of how dirty their place was.
Wow.
And mold is very dangerous. Oh, my gosh. It's horrible. And it will grow anywhere, especially
and
in dark, moist places. Yeah.
Wow. So they had small children, too?
Yeah. She was actually pregnant, and the little girl that was running around was about 3 years old. And all I could do is make them aware of it and clean up as much as I could for them. But mold is a very dangerous thing. I mean, it's like if you see anything black growing on your wall or black spots or gray spots that you don't know what it is, that might be mold. And you got to get rid of it. You got to keep your air conditioner on and get all the moisture out of your house. You also can use damp rid. There are things you can buy in the grocery store and the Walmart. They have some.
It's called damp rid, like
D-A-M-P-R-I-D? Yep. And
damp
it what it does, it pulls all the moisture out of that area wherever you have that. And if you have pets and you're worried about the pets digesting it, it usually has a lid on it to where they can't, but you can always put it up high and it still would draw the moisture out of that room wherever it is. And then you see it's all water in there, and you drain it out, and you put more of the crystals in it and close it up, and it will draw all the moisture out of that room.
Wow. So there, the black mold, from what I'm understanding, there's certain types of mildews and mold that may not be so dangerous, but many are, and the black mold is extremely dangerous, right? So I guess would you recommend calling in like a company that does remediates it, or depending on the level amount of mold in the house?
Well, it depends on how much you're seeing. If you're seeing a lot, yes, absolutely. It doesn't hurt to get a second opinion and find out what this is and how can I control it and what do I need to do. But if you see a small amount of it, make sure you wash it down with bleach, with gloves, of course, maybe a mask, because if you're inhaling these molds, it gets into your lungs. And we don't even know the dangers that it is, but it's definitely dangerous. So you don't want to inhale any of that. You want it out of your house. You don't want to smell musty in your house. You want to keep your blinds and window curtains open so the sun can come in to keep your house dry from all that moisture. Keep your air conditioner on. Change your vents regularly.
Change your vents, you mean your air conditioning vents? You mean not your vents, your filters and the filters?
Yeah, might have, the air conditioner itself might have its own filter. So you change that. But in the house, if you have like an intake, you might have to put one of them up in there, and you need to change that out often to make sure that it's working properly.
Wow. You know, it's pretty scary. It's pretty scary when
and it can grow anywhere. I mean, it could be underneath your sink. If you were to open up your kitchen sink, the door, you would open up the door, and you're going down there for a cleaning product, and all of a sudden you see dark stuff, gray, dark. It could even be gray. That's mold.
I'm looking at this thing. It says the toxic mold can cause serious symptoms and health problems such as mental impairment, breathing problems. It says molds may be gray, black, green, yellow, orange, or various other colors. However, health problems may result when people are exposed to it. The most that I've seen usually are black molds, And
right.
They're really, really dangerous. Wow. I mean, people can have serious brain damage eventually. I mean, they wonder if it could cause cancer. I mean, they're just so hazardous that they need to be removed
totally
right
bad.
Away. Well, mm-hmm. So what if you walk into your house, like what if, because I know property overflow before, you know, in the basement, and I remember, and we had to have ServPro come in and get everything out immediately because the mold can start growing within hours. And if you leave
Absolutely.
That water in there for days, then it's horrendous, right?
Yes.
What about, because so if somebody's had leaks and it goes behind the sheetrock, behind the walls, you may not even see it, but it's
exactly.
there.
Yeah,
and
exactly. Now, I wouldn't know how you would get behind of that, behind the sheetrock. Either you break it down and go behind it. But the most thing is keep the house as dry as possible. Suck all that moisture out of there. Keep your blinds and your curtains open to let the sun come in and it will heat it up. Well, the thing is, the darker a place is, the more something will grow. That's why you really don't notice it all the time.
So... Yeah, that makes sense. That makes a lot of sense. Except I would think then if you've had water damage, I wouldn't ignore it. You'd want to get a professional
no,
to come in to check
not.
It. They do have equipment. There's equipment that if they can't see behind the wall, the professionals can come in and they can put the equipment on the wall to see if there's moisture behind the wall. There's actually
right.
some apparatuses that actually detect the moisture. So it's worth it to do it. If anybody in your family is constantly having runny noses, colds, allergies, and you can't
Absolutely.
Figure out what it is, it just never goes away, you may
yep.
want to check into this and see if it could be mold, right?
Absolutely, absolutely.
It says even a small amount of black mold is really dangerous. I'm looking at this is really, and it causes allergen asthmas.
Yep.
It can be. I saw a show before where they were talking about people had been in it for 2-3 years, and the father and the son had some permanent brain damage. So it's nothing to play with. My goodness. Well, you've probably seen it all, huh? Since you've been doing it in this industry for 30 years plus.
Yes, I actually had a customer come. I mean, I was doing a customer, and she was telling me how she wasn't feeling well, and then we got into the conversation, and she said she worked in the school system at a school. And obviously it had mold in it, not obviously, she didn't know, but the school system did. And she worked there for a couple years and she just wasn't feeling good. She actually
wow.
had a great time and get out of the school, and now she is permanently ill. I'm not sure exactly what her symptoms are or what's going on with her, but it definitely has an effect on your health. Absolutely.
What about all the kids in the school? Did you ever hear what happened? I mean, did they?
That's what I said to her. I said, did you make a note of this? Did you tell them? Well, they know, and they're not going to do nothing. I said, well, you need to.
They can't. She should have reported that to the county.
Absolutely. Well, I only can do so much. I mean, that's my customer. I can't make her do anything. But, yeah, you have to make people aware of what's going on, especially if you got sick from it.
But so you're telling me that right now in one of the schools in Florida, there's mold and nobody's doing anything about it?
Well, I don't know for sure now. I mean, that was a couple years ago when I spoke about it.
Wow.
So I'm not sure, you know. But, yeah, I mean, it could be anywhere and you won't even know it. If you smell that musty smell, it's probably mold. And you need to get away from it and prepare yourself to be around it if you need to be.
Right. Oh, my God. That's really... that's really difficult. I'll tell you, I had an experience with mold, and it took me 3 months to figure it out. There was some mold on wood level lures, but not anywhere else in the house that it was noticeable, and those were cleaned really well. I kept in Hawaii thinking maybe it was the fog, maybe it was just me, maybe I had allergies. It took over a month to get an appointment with the allergist doctor, who subsequently...
Right.
They did 40 tests on your back where you can test, and I was not allergic to anything. Then he
right.
tested my lungs, and he said, you have allergen asthma, and I'd never had anything like that in my life. And then he did my blood work, and it definitely turned out that this, and I wasn't, my blood work showed I wasn't allergic to other things, and that definitely the cause, he said, would be vapors from mold exposure. So it's really, if you do, you know, here, you know, you may be listening to this now or later, and, you know, you're constantly, everybody's getting sore throats, et cetera. When I got out of the environment situation until it was cleared up, I all of a sudden my throat stopped hurting and things were. So I can tell you firsthand that being in the business for years, you would think, well, I'm going to know it's got to be something there, right? Well, you may not know because it could have been something before you bought your house or before you moved into your property, right? That you're not aware of. So, like Lori just said, that's a good point. You said if you smell some dampness, smell some moisture, it grows in these wet environments.
Yeah, exactly.
You know, and then there's some mildew that's not going to be as toxic, but you still don't want that in your property either, right?
Well, absolutely not. Like I said, any greenness or darkness, if it looks unusual, definitely look into it. And prepare yourself. Get ready to clean it up because that's what needs to be done. It needs to come out of there and, you know, all the moisture out of the house or that environment.
And you want to make an appointment with your doctor so they can do tests, too, to find out what's going on.
Absolutely.
Wow. That's they're pretty bad. Some molds are not toxic or poisonous, but many are too. So that's really really. So how do you get rid of it? Let's see. I had read before the companies, like for example ServPro and some of the other companies, they have these. I think they have certain treatments that you can use. I've heard that you're supposed to put soap with the Clorox if you use it, but some people say that enough is not. May not be enough to kill it, so you definitely want to make sure that.
Well, I've been using pool bleach, and I know that sounds harsh, and it's a lot stronger than regular bleach. But if you want to get rid of something like that, you want to use something strong. So yeah, I use pool bleach, and I dilute it a little bit, and wear gloves, mask, do whatever I have to do with good rags. Throw away the rags after I'm done. And just wash that area down really well. And like I said, just get the moisture out of the house.
So I'm reading it can be found in ceiling towels, water-soaked wood, walls, floors, carpet. Small leaks or plumbing problems are often lead to the growth because the organisms thrive best in moist environments. Flooding or leakage from the rain, if your carpets are damp for a prolonged period of time, and it didn't dry thoroughly, mold may be underneath there right away, you know. So it's
no matter what it will be, yeah.
Oh, wow. It's got, it says, let's see, shades of greenish yellow and spread. Some molds look black but may actually be greenish or yellow. When it's truly black mold, it's very different and it's very dangerous. And then the thing is, some things aren't, you may not see it because it's behind a wall or carpet and you may not know it. And then all of a sudden, so if you start finding yourself sneezing or having problems, pull up your carpets, look behind whatever you can. You may be very, very surprised.
Absolutely.
And, gosh, I'm reading here, it just says, a guide on how to get rid of mold. Do not scrape dried mold as it can be released into the air. First, you should find eye goggles, a pair of latex or rubber gloves, wear protective clothing. You may just want to call in an expert to do it. You need to contain the area, so you're going to have to duct tape and put plastic sheets to seal off that room. Take a stiff brush and clean it with mild soap and water. I think that disinfectants, like you said, Clorox and all that should be done too. It's just really potent stuff. And what else would you do when you're going in?
What you just read, I would hope they would protect the air ducts so it doesn't go up in the air ducts, you know, cover them also.
Wow. And that makes a lot of sense too. Yeah, because it says use white vinegar, tree oil, grapefruit seed extract, but I like the bleach and the idea too. They're saying hydrogen peroxide, borax. It says bleach. Bleach is more toxic than ammonia. Never mix bleach and ammonia because they produce a deadly toxic gas.
Yes.
Wow.
Definitely.
So, gosh, you've seen it all, though, huh? So, what do? You go into the people's homes and. You find it even a small amount in a shower or behind a wall or a door can actually be enough to get somebody sick.
Yeah, and it's amazing how people don't realize they even have it. I mean, it's noticeable in a shower. And what I recommend for anybody that has the bathroom, they have a fan in there, either the above fan or a little fan sitting on the counter of some sort. And when you're done taking your shower, you know, you try to squeegee things off. Not that everybody does that. But if you let that fan, a little fan, whatever fan, blow in that room, it's going to dry the moisture out. So you won't get that mold and mildew. But like I said, I use the pool bleach, and it works wonders. I spray the whole thing down, walk away, come back, and it looks like I scrubbed the whole thing down, but I still scrub it. So it works good.
Really? That's
yes.
Fantastic. Well, that's really, you know, it's so funny. They say what we don't know can hurt us, right?
Exactly.
And it's so true. It's so true. And I'm going to see. Now, give us some tips. You've seen it all, and give us some tips on that with people on cleaning their homes that they may have just missed or they just don't think about that really you would recommend.
Okay. All right. Well, the first thing I recommend for anybody is to be organized. That's the key. Put things where they belong, in the same room they belong in, and that keeps you organized. When you touch something, you put it back wherever it belongs. A lot of people end up sitting it down where they're at and then walk away and then do something else, pick up something and leave that there. And it all gets everywhere in the house, and that can drive you crazy. You know, you like to try to keep everything where it belongs. And if you really wanted to do a good cleaning in your home, is you start in one room. You concentrate on that one room. You have all your cleaning supplies with you, your vacuum, your cleaning stuff, your gloves, whatever you need for that room, and you go in there and you go top to bottom and then wall to wall. And even if you have stuff in that room that belongs in another room, just leave it there at the doorway so when you're coming out of finishing that room, then you can pick up those belongings and put them back where they belong and then start in another room. It might take you one whole day to do just one small room. You'd be surprised.
Wow, it's just like putting our keys in one place, right? We have to just, if we ever put everything away where we take it, then
yeah,
it's going to get in a habit.
It's just like with shoes, if you can't find one shoe and you can't find another, then you can't wear them. Then you got to go buy yourself another pair of shoes.
Wow. It's true. So that's amazing. Going back to the mildew doesn't look as dangerous as the mold, but it is dangerous. I wonder why. I guess it's the way the myotoxins are and the contamination. So they're both bad.
The fact it's spread, yeah.
It's what?
The fact that one of them, it sounds like it can spread. It
wow.
sounds like if you touch it, it can spread in the air. That's why they were closing off the room. So
yeah,
you want to be careful with all that, yeah.
It's not a good thing.
It's very dangerous. It's not something to play around with. Get rid of it.
I think we end up, you know, you think about just like with lead paint's a whole nother subject, but
yeah.
we don't think about this kind of things and we kind of just miss it. And
you don't realize it's going on. Like I said,
No, because you're living your day-to-day the interesting thing, I mean, your house could be spotless and if there was water damage and you weren't aware of it or you thought everything was dry, it starts growing. So it's
but
definitely
you know what
fun,
I've noticed lately? I can actually smell it. Really, truthfully, when I walk into a home, you can probably most likely automatically smell
that.
Smell
that it's really moist
smell.
And mildewy, kind of, right?
Yeah,
kind
you
of,
smell that musty smell. So what you need to do is go, you know, when you smell it, that's giving you a warning. There's something wrong.
Some people might think it's just an old house, right, and that you're in an old house. So it's like, I think it's better to be safe than sorry and have somebody check it out and then plus also
absolutely.
Get the blood work and the blood work and the allergy test at your doctor's office because they're going to be able to zero in on, hey, you're allergic to this, your children are allergic to this, or no, they're not allergic to anything. The only, you know, problem is you that you're there's got to be something in your environment, which
exactly.
is what happened to me. What happened to me, they basically said, no, you're not allergic. I'm really, wow, I'm so sick, and I'm my throat and my sneezing, and yeah, and it's amazing. So
yeah, now that you look back on it, when you were there, you probably would say, what is that smell? Did you ever smell
well,
the smell?
A little bit, but yeah, there's dampness definitely because it was a moist area, a moist property. But, you know, so you're going to have, it's going to be wet and moisture, but it's just not, not that I would have thought it was to the extreme that it was.
Exactly.
You know, it's definitely, so if you're buying a house too, you want to make sure you get a great home inspection, check out things, see what
Absolutely.
Else. You know, there are times where the walls have to come out if there's something that's just not working.
That's right.
Windows, you know, it's pretty. So thank God we have Google now. People can Google a lot of information. They can find different places to go to. Well, this
Absolutely.
Has been really interesting, Lori, and I hope the people that were hoarders got them to clean up, because that's another danger in itself.
Exactly, especially with children there. It's, you know, it's not fair to the children to have that them in that environment. You know,
no, not at all. They no, because it's not their fault, right? It's not their fault that they're.
Yes,
but it's interesting, you know, being in the real estate business for so many years, people have to realize we live in an environment. We're going to get bugs. We're going to get, you know, moisture. We're going to get, you know, the environment, because we're not going to be able to protect ourselves from everything. So we have to be, keep our eyes open and really check things out. And
use all
you
your
know,
senses, as they say.
Absolutely. So let me ask you. Let me ask you. Since you've been in it so long, and you've given us some good tips on what to do, what not to do, if you have a situation and somebody, I'm just going to give you an example. Okay, somebody has their house and it's clean, but it's not spotless, and they don't have a housekeeper coming in every week or whatever. Been swamped with work, going to have a party over the weekend. Was hoping to have all the time to get it all clean, and they ran out of time. And they're not able to get anybody in to help them.
Right.
And
what can they
just
do?
Say the place has, I'm just going to give you an example, like say it's a house, two-story house, and the first floor has the living room, dining room, family room, kitchen, and they're going to pretty much entertain on the first level, and there's a powder room, et cetera, and there's this mess everywhere, et cetera. Tell us, what's the best way to handle that? Because they don't have time. They're not going to necessarily be able to go room to room to room and scrub it top to bottom.
Right.
What do you suggest?
Right.
Say they only have a couple hours and they're in a bind. What would you suggest?
Well, what I recommend is a box, a laundry basket. Go in one room, put things in it neatly, put everything in that laundry basket in a box, put it in a room where nobody's going to be, and then you're taking all the clutter out. And then you can see what you need to do. Wipe everything down, do what you need to do. Of course, they're going to use it. And I always call staging. When I leave a house, a property, I look around and make sure every picture is in its place. Everything's, like, you don't notice anything out of place. So make sure everything is where it needs to be. When you look in the room, nothing pops out at you. Every picture's straight. It smells clean. It looks clean. All your mirrors have no streaks, and all the cobwebs or, you know, anything like that's down. And, you know, and do your floors. Always vacuum everything and then wash out. You know, make sure there's nothing noticeable. If I go into a hotel and I'm staying and I go in, and the place, of course, is going to be neat because they're not going to leave stuff laying around, but I can right away tell if it's clean or not by smears on the mirror, on a TV, hair on the floor in the corners, you know, anything like that. You can have your towels folded neatly, but the floors and the ceilings are the most important thing to have
so
clean.
So if they're in a hurry and they need to get a box or get laundry basket or get something and take all the junk and put it in another room, get it away, put it maybe upstairs or somewhere no one's going to look. So first, because they're like, oh, my gosh, what do? I only have an hour and a half, 2 hours to do this. Oh, my God, no help. So get all the junk out so that at least all the clutter's gone, and go put it in another, and then go in, maybe dust vacuum, clean, I would say scrub the bathroom, right, because people are going to use it. It's just the fact that if they really don't, if they're in a bind, because it does make a difference when you walk in and things look orderly. Right, you know, someone's maybe not going to go through with the white glove. The ideal situation is to plan ahead of time and have everything done and make it fun and have a good situation.
Well, of course,
but that's good. Yeah, it's good. Because that's good.
Yeah, I always recommend to vacuum your floors before you wash them, either on your hands and knees or with a mop and water, good water. Steaming is good, but yeah, your floors are the most important. Everybody's going to notice your floor as soon as they walk in and the staging.
And the clutter, if you can get the clutter out of the way.
Yeah, you don't want any clutter, absolutely.
That's fantastic. So this has been very, very informative. And I know we kind of focused a lot on the mold more than the mildew, but they're both pretty, they're both alike. You know, they're both going to be formed from the moisture. And but we really, really, if you go, wow, wait a minute, we're always sick, or this one's always sick, or my child, get it checked out. And go to the doctors. You want to do two things. You want to have somebody come in that's a professional to see, and you also want to go to the doctors, have the allergen test done. It's not painful. They could do like 40 tests on your back with a little needle test. They can also do the blood work.
I
would have them do both.
Yeah, they drip the little serum. Yeah, they drip the serum into this little cut and see if you have a reaction. You lay there for about 20 to a half an hour, and if you have a reaction, it's going to be red and swollen. If not, then you're not allergic to it. So that's how they...
Right. And then they can do the blood work, too, on in addition to it. So that's a great, good point. So you want to do a twofold step. Get a professional into your house, but also go to the doctors. Because if they say, hey, you're not allergic to anything and you're sick like this, it's definitely some allergen-induced asthma. Something's going on. Something's going on.
Right.
One thing you don't want to do is keep putting it off and putting it off. I mean, one of the shows I had seen, the people put it off for 2 years. Well, they didn't totally put it off. They were trying to have their insurance company do things, and it got put off for 2 years. And that's one thing you don't want to do, because that can lead to permanent damage. So,
exactly.
Well, it has been a pleasure, and we're just about at our first half of the show. Our second half is going to be talking about health issues, meditation. We're also going to talk about the Nishi health system. I wonder how many people out there have heard of that. And it's going to be fun. And it has been a pleasure, Lori. Oh, you know, I wanted to mention, how do people reach you if they want to get in touch with you? And you cover what areas of Florida?
We're actually on the Gulf side, Southwest Florida, you would call it. We usually cover the Sarasota area all the way through to the Fort Myers area.
Okay.
And the way to contact me would be lauriesamazingmaids.com. And pull up my webpage, and you'll see a picture of me, a little bit about myself, and what we're all about, and all the stuff that we would do for you. And our referrals.
I'm going to spell this out. It's Lori's, with an S, amazingmaids.com, and that's LORIS AMAZINGMAIDS.com. And is it okay to give out your phone number?
Oh, absolutely. No problem.
Okay, and your phone number is?
941-628-4880.
Okay, 941-628-4880. That's fantastic and exciting, exciting stuff. It's funny how you make something exciting with cleaning, and it's important. It's important how we live in our clean house, right?
And our environment, absolutely. And your children and your animals.
Everybody likes, when I had dogs, they used to have to get their paws wiped off before they came in the house, and they would both sit down and get their paws wiped off and come back in the house. And
the best thing to do, if people really could do it, is don't wear your shoes in the house. That's kind of hard, but if you can get away with not wearing your shoes in the house, like maybe have a pair of slippers sitting at the door to slip on, that is so beneficial to everybody and yourself.
You know,
really
in the Asian countries and areas, that's what they do. And in Hawaii, many places, you know, you come into someone's house, you take your feet, you take your shoes off right at the door. And,
exactly.
And you don't walk in with shoes on. You always take them off. And that's a good point. Good points. Excellent. Well, I would love to have you on again sometime in the future.
Okay.
And we are going to take a quick break, and we'll be right back to do the second half of the show in just 1 second, 1 minute, actually. Let's see what we've got going here. I'm in my studio here, and so last but not least, Lori, anything you want to tell somebody, just to anything if they're gonna want to impress somebody, anything about any types of products to use to freshen up the house?
Oh, you know, when you say that, there's a little stone that you can buy at the Walmart or any place. It's a little stone. I'm not sure the name of it, but you'll see it with the cleaning stuff. And if you have a ring inside of your toilet, it actually works the ring out. If you scrub it with that stone, that ring will come right out of the bottom of your toilet or on the side of your toilet. It really works well, and it's very cheap. It's about $1.50 a piece, and they work very well.
Really?
Mm-hmm.
That's fantastic.
Yep.
That's fantastic. I'm, yeah, that's exciting, too. And then I love those some of those plug-ins you can put in.
Oh, they're wonderful. They really are. But, you know, I've noticed they don't last long enough. Gosh, I just wish they had something that would last for a whole month, and then you could refurbish it. There was another thing I could say that with vacuuming is a good thing to know about. Is absolutely, you know, edge your whole carpet when needed or the floors. And then when you vacuum, instead of going quickly to vacuum, and you count like 1, 2, 3 every time you take a sweat, 1, 2, 3, you know? And that way it gives it a chance to suck up the stuff that's in your carpet or on your floors. Because if you vacuum it too quick, it's not even going to do its job.
Oh, gosh, I would have never thought to do that, Lori.
Yeah, it's a good thing to know. I mean, you know, girls are going too fast. I'm like, slow it down. Take it slow because it's going to suck all that stuff up a lot better than going fast.
Wow, very interesting.
Yeah.
Good deal.
And always use the right cleaning supplies to do your jobs. You know, it's like anything. You have to have a rag to clean something. You need to have all that supplies with you and the right stuff. You can't just use just anything. You know, you have to have the right supplies.
It makes it life a lot easier. Wow, so great for coming on. I'm looking forward to talking to you again on our show. And if you want to reach Lori, it's lorisamazingmaids.com, 941-628-4880. We're going to take a one-minute break. We'll be right back.
Real estate is still a solid investment to invest in if you are in for the long haul. It can also be one of the best investments of your capital if handled correctly. In the United States, we are fortunate to have the tax write-offs that we take for granted while owning property. To obtain the best value for your real estate, there needs to be a market of both buyers and sellers, as well as a means of bringing the two together. Now more than ever, due to the recent loan crisis, even with bringing buyers and sellers together, there needs to be a way to make the financing work if a loan is needed. There are still many options available, and we can help. Whether you're a buyer, seller, going through a short sale, investing at the top or bottom, we have trained Realty Universal members in each state and affiliates who can customize your process the way it will work best for you. We do advise that you coordinate with your accountant and real estate attorney so your plan is intact. We have all learned through this economy that planning and averting pitfalls can make a world of difference in our futures. Ultimately, you have to rely on you. After consulting with the experts, we set you up to win.
Well, we are back to Realty Universal Radio. This is Natalie Mullinex, host of the show. We just finished up with Lori Miller with Lori's Amazing Maids and talking about mold, mildew, and some cleaning tips. So we're going to dig right into our second half. And the second half of our show today is going to be on health issues and some tidbits, and but mainly focused on meditating. Not sure if you know, anybody listening out there right now, and if you'd like to call in, the call-in number is 347-945-5428, 347-945-5428. We'd love to hear from you. And again, as we always, we have many archive listeners, so if you're listening later, shoot us an email at radio@realityuniversal.com. We'd love to hear from you. You can also go to our website, realityuniversal.com, and post comments. Let us know what you're doing or anything you have. And you also may want to be a guest on our show. Let us know what you're into, because you can see our first half is always about real estate. Second half is about motivation, health, God, love, life, and living in the positive way. So here I wanted to talk about a couple things. we have, I don't know how many people have meditated, but they are proving that meditation is so healthy for you. It's so incredible for your brain and just in general for life. So I don't know how many of you meditate, and meditating is actually can be done many different ways. You hear people talking about you do your meditations and sit up and take your deep breaths and breathe out. Part of mindful meditation is being in the presence and focusing on not worrying about the past, the future, just kind of clearing your mind. I personally like to listen to meditational music, and I like to do it laying down. So there is no right or wrong way to do it, but it's really a process of slowing your mind down, slowing your breathing down, and trying to do it for 30 to 40 minutes a day if you can. And I know many of you are going to have very busy schedules. You may want to try it first thing in the morning or at night. And it's definitely well worth the benefits of doing meditating. So we're going to switch over a second. I want to go over something else before we get into what meditating does for you, some quick practices on meditation. I know a gentleman named Osama Murata in Hawaii, who's 87 years old. He is in perfect health. He walks every day. He doesn't take any medicine. He doesn't take blood pressure medicine. He doesn't take any medicine whatsoever. His mother lived to be 100. He has other relatives that live to be 90s, 100 and up. He's Japanese, born and raised in Hawaii. And I want to put this out there because his family has been using the Nishi Health System for years, and they really attribute a lot of their great health to this system, which is a mixture of exercises and diet. The Nishi, if you can look it up, it's N-I-S-H-I, it's a Nishi Health System. It was founded by Katsuzo Nishi, and that's K-A-T-S-U-Z-O, last name Nishi, N-I-S-H-I. It was founded in 1927. He was also an Aikido teacher at Akaki Homdu Dojo, hence Aikido Ka was introduced, certain exercises. The system is definitely amazing, and I know Osamu talks about, for example, they don't eat breakfast because their thought process is you've been sleeping all night, your body doesn't need breakfast, and he said the word break fast. That's why breakfast is break fast. Your body doesn't need to fast. Now, we're not going to say that for small children, I'm sure, need to eat early in the morning, and you definitely want to check with doctors before you try different things. He said in the morning it's better to meditate and drink a lot of water, maybe 2 to 3 glasses of water, because your body needs to hydrate after sleeping all night long like that. So that's what he's been doing for years. They also, when they take a shower, they go do a cold, hot, cold, hot. Now, we don't want you to put scalding hot, but they do that for about 5 or 7 minutes every day. Just amazing things. And I've known him for about 14, 15 years, and it's just incredible what they do. So I wanted to put that out there and mention the Nishi Health System. We aren't getting paid for any of this. This is what we put out just because we care and information, and, of course, you have to look into your own into it yourself. But there's 6 laws of the Nishi Health System. One says, when you sleep, use the hardest possible bed and hard semi-cylindrical pillow. Swing your hips horizontally like fish swimming for about a minute. Lie on your back and raise your arms and legs. Then shake your arms and legs about a minute. I've also heard where this helps sometimes when people have vertigo. And then it says, lie on your back and join your hands and feet. Then slide your hands and feet horizontally about 10 times. When finished, rest with your hands and feet drawn in about 2 minutes. Then there's sit-down Japanese style and swing your upper body, centering your hips about 10 minutes. When you're in inclined position, pump your abdomen. when you're upright, shrink your abdomen. Now, this is on the internet. You can look up on the Nishi Health System, and you'll find this out. The four primary elements that are suggested in this system is nutrition, skin, mind, and limbs. It's amazing. I mean, I've seen it firsthand, and I just think it's worth mentioning. And part of it is meditating, which will bring us into the rest of this second half of our show. This says five self-diagnostic methods. These are five flexibility exercises that will provide diagnostics and about internal organs. And you can see, you know, you have to look it up to read the details. But it's your spine and your stomach, your sexual organs and sciatic nerve, kidneys, liver, intestines, and urinary organs. So there's different books and information, very, very interesting stuff. I highly recommend it. There's nothing, I don't see anything negative. This is all natural. So we want to get into that. And our bodies really do know best, and we were made like such miracles. And we live in such hugely stressful, busy, busy lives. And if we can take the time, even 30 minutes a day, everybody has 30 minutes a day. I don't care what you say, you have 30 minutes a day to get into meditating, to take care of your body, to start watching what you eat. You know, everything works so well when we're young, and then we get older and it breaks down, and that's part of gravity and part of nature. And so if we start looking at this, it's all tied in together, our health, our spiritual, our well-being. So we are running, we don't have that much time on the second half, but I want to get into the meditation. And I like, and of course this is a recommendation, we don't get it paid for this at all. There's a site called centerpoint.com, and that's CENTERPOINTE.com, centerpoint.com. Bill Harris started it, and he has years and years of experience in this field. You can go to that site, and you can download and listen to a free Holosync meditation. And they're just it's good sounds, and they have subliminal things that it does, and it just works on your brain waves, alpha, beta, et cetera, and just really relaxes you and calms you down. And it's wonderful. So I would recommend everybody trying to incorporate this into your life. It's all natural. This isn't something that can hurt you. And just right now, if you're driving, you know, you can do this, but don't close your eyes. And if you're not driving, just take a real deep breath and hold it. And then slowly let it out. Now you can do this with your eyes open too. And do it again. Another deep breath. As deep as you could go. Hold it. And let it out. You should do this 10 times. And you'll feel your body calming down. Now, because of our limited time, and we're always giving tidbits and not able to go into the depth that I would love to go into, I'm going to read some different items about meditation and what it does for you, and proven facts. These are scientifically checked into, many, many good things. It's just wonderful. Now, what I'm going to read is from the Huffington Post that was actually posted on April 8th, 2013. We always give credit, as we should, if we're reading and taking information from other sources. It says, even though the academic research on mindfulness meditation isn't as robust as, say, nutrition or exercise, there's a reason why it's been around for literally thousands of years. And we're starting to get a better understanding of why it seems to be beneficial for so many aspects of life, from disease and pain management to sleep, to control of emotions. Now, we all know if we can control our emotions but be peaceful about it, can you imagine the peace that we can start having in our life with ourselves and with other people? Because so many things happen that are out of our control, but how we react is within our control, but we're human, so it's not easy. Meditating slows your body down, slows your mind down. It does put you in another frame of mind. So listen to these. These are 20 reasons why you might want to consider it. Actually, a few more than 20. So I'm going to go through this, and I hope you listen to this. I hope you listen to over again. I hope you start doing it. Get that 30 minutes a day and do it. And if you skip a couple days, so what? Get back into it when you have time. If you can't do 30 minutes, do 15. If you can't do 15, I don't believe anyone can't do 15 or 30, but if you can't, do 2 minutes. Do it like, you know, when you go in an elevator, you've got those 2 minutes. So you can do this. So just start it, and it doesn't have to be done perfectly. But there's great information, and I do recommend Center Point again. Okay, number one, it lowers stress literally. Research published just last month, and this is over a year ago, in the journal Health Psychology shows that mindfulness is not only associated with feeling less stressed, it's also linked with decreased levels of the stress hormone cortisol. Meditating, it says, it lets us get to know our true selves. Mindfulness is what they're calling it because it's mindful meditation, because you're doing it in the moment, in the present. It helps us see beyond those rose-colored glasses when we really need to objectively analyze ourselves. A study in the journal Psychological Science shows that mindfulness can help us conquer common blind spots, which can amplify or diminish our own flaws beyond reality. It can make you get better grades. They tested and said effective and efficient technique for improving cognitive function with wide-reaching consequences. The U.S. Marine Corps is in the process of seeing how this mindfulness meditation training can improve troops' performance and ability to handle and recover from lots of the stress, post-traumatic stress, etc. It can help people with arthritis better handle stress. A 2011 study in the journal Annals of Rheumatic Disease shows that even though mindfulness training may not help to lessen pain for people with rheumatoid arthritis, it could help to lower their stress and fatigue. It changes the brain in a protective way. Some of this is amazing. University of Oregon researchers found that integrative body-mind training, which is a meditation technique, can actually result in brain changes that may be protective against mental illness. The meditation practice was linked with increased signaling connections in the brain, something called axonal density, as well as increased protective tissue, myelin, around the axons in the anterior cingulate brain region. This is amazing. It works as the brain's volume knob. It says, ever wonder why mindfulness meditation can make you feel more focused and zen? It's because it helps the brain to have better control over your processing of pain and emotions, specifically the control of cortical alpha rhythms, which play a role in what senses our minds are attentive to, according to a study in the journal Frontiers in Human Neuroscience. It makes music sound better. It improves our focused engagement in music, helping us to truly enjoy and experience what we're listening to, according to a study in the journal Psychology of Music. It helps us when we're not actively practicing it. So you don't have to be meditating for it to still benefit your brain's emotional processing. That's the finding of a study in the journal Frontiers in Human Neuroscience. And these are journal magazines. This isn't just, you know, these are not fly-by-night studies, which shows that the amygdala brain's region response to emotional stimuli is changed by meditation. And this effect occurs even when a person isn't actively meditating. It has four elements that help us in different ways: body awareness, self-awareness, regulation of emotion, and regulation of attention. It could help your doctor be better at his or her job. Doctors, listen up. It says this can help you better care for your patients. Research from the University of Rochester Medical Center shows that doctors who are trained in mindfulness meditation are less judgmental, more self-aware, and better listeners when it comes to interacting with patients. It makes you a better person. Sure, we love all things meditation does for us, but could also benefit people we interact with by making us more compassionate, according to a study in the journal Psychological Science. Researchers from Northeastern and Harvard universities found that meditation is linked with more virtuous, do-good behavior. 13, it could make going through cancer just a little less stressful. This is research from Jefferson Mirnam Bryan Center of Integrative Medicine shows that mindfulness coupled with art therapy can successfully decrease stress symptoms among women with breast cancer. And not only that, but imaging tests show that it's actually linked with brain changes related to stress, emotions, and rewards. We're reading these from the Huffington Post dated April 8, 2013. This is actually August 27, 2014. These are wonderful, wonderful. It's a wonderful outline to mention the benefits of meditation. It could help the elderly feel less lonely. Loneliness among seniors can be dangerous and that it's known to raise risk for a number of health conditions. But researchers from the University of California, Los Angeles found that mindfulness meditation helped to decrease these feelings of loneliness among the elderly and boost their health by reducing the expression of genes linked with inflammation. Could also make your healthcare bill a little lower. Not only will you benefit from it, your wallet may too. It's linked with lower doctor's costs compared with people that don't practice it. Comes handy during cold system. They're saying it can lessen the nasty effects of colds. They found that researchers from the University of Wisconsin School of Medicine and Health found that people who engage in the practice miss fewer days of work from acute respiratory infections and also experience a shortened duration and severity of symptoms. 17, it lowers depression risk among pregnant women. As many as 1 in 5 pregnant women will experience depression. And this basically says it can help you to give a positive feeling towards it. It also lowers depression risk among teens. This is amazing. When they help them experience less stress, anxiety, and depression, according to a study from the University of Leuven. It supports your weight loss goals. Trying to shed a few extra pounds, this actually is considered a good strategy for weight loss by 7 out of 10 psychologists. It also helps you sleep better. University of Utah study found that mindfulness training can not only help us better control our emotions and moods, but it can also help us sleep better at night. People reported that because they have better control over their emotions and behaviors during the day, in addition, higher mindfulness was associated with lower activation at bedtime, which could have benefits for sleep quality. This is very, very amazing. But these are some things that I didn't realize it does. Okay, it actually protect your telomeres. Those are the caps at the end of our chromosomes, and its studies are showing that it protects it. And the longer your telomeres means the longer you're likely to live. They actually have studies that this meditation can reduce pain by 40%. It reduces activity in the somatosensory cortex. I'm going to spell that, somatosensory, cortex, and increasing activity in other areas of the brain. It can also help white blood cells do their job. This is amazing, the lymphocytes. So I just don't see any negatives on meditating. It says it increases gray matter. If you do 40 minutes a day, and it thickens the cortical walls, which will make you age at a slower rate, causing you to have better memory, decision-making, etc. I mean, this is free to meditate. It just takes a small time in your day. And I think a lot of people, sometimes you hear, you must do it this way, you must sit up, you must do that. No. You do what's comfortable for you. I personally like to lay down and listen to the tapes, and either in the morning or at night. And it's very relaxing for me. I don't meditate sitting up. Great from it. So this is winding down the second half of our show. I really has been a pleasure being here with you today. And we'll hear from you next week. And when you have a chance to listen to this, send us in your comments, suggestions, tips, everything. We'd love to hear about it. And to everybody out there, I wish you peace.
Thank you for joining us on Realty Universal Radio. Our hope is that you are enlightened, encouraged, and mobilized to be an agent of change. Realty Universal is on Facebook. Join us there. Follow us also on Twitter at Realty Universal. And for more information, you can go to RealtyUniversal.com. Make it a great day.